The Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted to be here, and I hope that tonight's recording is easier to hear on the archives than some of the past ones have been. Rod is a trans channel, means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being comes in who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, will come through and be answering your questions. We get no advance notice, and we love whoever it is. So let's get started. Here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you. This is Guinevere.
Guinevere, how lovely. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Guinevere, do you have an initial message for our callers and listeners today, or can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your mission, whatever is appropriate from your standpoint?
I have a question for everybody to consider, and we will go over the answer later. And that is, how can you have the world that you inhabit be the one that you want?
Oh, what a good question.
Thank you.
I love it, because we've had so many reminders of, you know, live in the world you want, not in the world you see right now. And it's just a really good question.
Thank you, dear.
All right. In case there's anybody, our show or who will listen to the archive who is not sure of your Earth history incarnation, can you share a bit about that?
I had a lovely incarnation from my last one. I was Queen to Arthur of the Round Table.
Oh, so because our new governance is going to be patterned after King Arthur's Round Table, you have come tonight?
Indeed it is.
Oh, what a great idea. All right. Cindy, welcome. You're up.
Hello, dear one.
This is Cindy. At the moment, I do have a personal question. I have Azalee and Samson, my two cats. They're tomorrow, Fritz comes to join us, a male cat, with his human mom to live here. So it'll be three furries and two humans. So will the cats blend together easily?
You don't really want me to answer that.
I don't.
No, you don't.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's the end. Thank you, Guinevere.
You are welcome, dear.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste. Cindy, do you have any other questions?
I'm thinking about the list I have, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to ask any others. If I do, I'll call in and see if time is available.
Okay, we'd be happy to have you call back with your questions.
Okay, bye-bye.
Namaste, dear one.
Okay, I have some questions. Trump firing James Comey, the head of the FBI, which a lot of us think it's about time that happened. And one of the public reasons was his lying under oath to Congress about certain issues But I understand there was another reason, and that is Trump was actually able to totally validate that Comey worked actively to undermine Trump during his campaign before the election. Can you address anything from your end about Trump firing Comey?
He was very careful in how he approached this, but it was entirely appropriate. Do you not think?
Absolutely agree. It's about time. I mean, he took this long, but then he's allowing people to trap themselves, is he not?
He certainly is. He certainly is.
Very clever.
He is extremely clever in how he is approaching this whole presidency thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else, other comment to make about what's going to happen with the FBI? Or if this is, I assume this encourages the good people left in the FBI to feel more confident that they should stick around and see what happens and not just resign because of the mess the FBI is. Is that correct?
That is correct. They are needed, and I think you will find they will respond.
Okay, very good. I understand now that Trump is going to have an opportunity to find a person who will really run the FBI properly, and I presume that is his intention?
Yes, that is his intention.
Okay, good. Good, good. There was an email just today or so, as far as what I got, about an oil spill at the Standing Rock area in North Dakota. Is that true or just obviously a potential danger always? Can you address what's going on at Standing Rock?
Yes, there was an oil spill, and this whole thing is not good.
It certainly is not. This is the one area, as I understand, that Trump has not yet gotten clear that he needs to stop that pipeline, where he has stopped other pipelines, like just about everything else. What needs to happen in order for him to get the message about Standing Rock?
We are going to be working directly with him, and that will do the trick.
Ooh, goody. Because he's open to learning, is he not?
Most definitely, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And I guess the real issue on the holdup has been that he has one of his investments is in the company that is funding or running the pipeline stuff. So he has, as you say, skin in the game. And
this has
held back his understanding and getting clarity as to how this whole thing has to stop.
That is correct. And guess what?
But the fact that he's open and that you're now going to be working with him directly to understand this, that means that he could soon divest himself of that investment or whoever's running his investments now, direct them to do that, and stop this whole mess, huh?
Yes, that is planned, my dear.
Is there anything else you can add to how we can help at this time the people at Standing Rock who have been through so much difficulty?
They need money, plain and simple. They need support.
Okay. So again, as we have said before, to send money orders directly to them, not checks, not PayPal, because the bank is holding those funds away from the Sioux tribe people. Right?
Yes, unfortunately, that is true. So do it directly.
Yes, so money orders, we're planning to send several in amounts that would be spendable, like maybe anywhere from $100 to $500 per money order.
Good idea, dear. Yes.
And if you can send less, I mean, any amount, they need money badly, right?
Absolutely do, yes.
And the website, there's a website, I should have looked this up, but it's either Standing Rock or Water Protectors. But
Water Protectors.
Water Protectors, and there's an address in North Dakota. I should have looked it up, I'm sorry, but it is right in the lower right-hand corner of the website. If you go to how to mail the money, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the money orders make it out to Water Protectors or Standing Rock Water Protectors?
Water Protectors.
Water Protectors. And they will be able to use that that way.
They will.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Okay. It's my understanding also that Trump had a budget surplus of $184 billion in April, with no media coverage, of course, but that he's really making an effort to get the surplus and get the budget down, is he not? And this was major, huh?
It is major, and yes, he's going for it. So wish him well. Send him your love.
Absolutely. He needs all the support that he can get because the media is still trying to take him down. Okay. There was an email about Trump and a snake poem. Did not ring true to me. Is that disinformation or what?
That's information from those who would like to take him down.
Okay, so it was a negative effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. I knew when I read it, it did not feel right. Okay. The two doctors in Boston that were recently murdered in their 11th floor penthouse, Richard Bill and Lena Linos, I think that's close to their names. There's been over 60 holistic doctors taken out in the last 2 years, according to someone who's actually counted. Can you address these last two and why they were targeted as well?
They were doing a lot of good, and they were going to turn other doctors on to doing a lot of good.
So that is not something that the nasties can put up with. Right, so
doesn't serve them.
Doesn't serve anybody, right? Not anybody.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Are some holistic doctors now understanding they need to just soften a little bit for a while until things clear up to protect themselves so we can stop this terrible carnage?
The bad guys are being taken out. It is a process. It's not over yet, but happening. So trust that.
Okay, so this stuff will stop at some point.
Sure.
Something.
I don't recommend to anybody that they live as less than who they are. No matter what.
Okay.
I'm sorry, dear. I can't support that.
Okay. All right. Well, this would be an individual choice. Individual soul path anyway. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. In case of Maple Floor, under a playpen, which was a porn site 30 years increases. This is exciting, yes?
And most appropriate.
Yes, very appropriate. What's the progress on the Pizzagate, Pedogate stuff coming along now?
Very well. You don't see much press about it, but it is being cleaned up.
I'm so glad. That is great. Okay, the French election. Macron, who won the election, whether it was honest or not, is his situation with his tax evasion going to get him anyway?
Yes, well, the French people didn't have a choice. You know, do you want somebody who's going to whip you or somebody who's going to beat you?
So are you saying that Marine Le Pen, who everybody was kind of pushing as a good one, now it's been said, right or wrong, that she's the daughter of a Mossad agent, so it was questionable. Can you address that, and then we'll move on to a caller?
Yes, that is true.
So she was questionable, even though she sounded good. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Lauren, welcome. Lauren?
Hello?
Lauren, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I'm really sick about the answer that you gave Cindy about the cats. I'm the one with the other cat. And I'm just really worried from your answer that things might be disastrous. I'm trying to find out if there's anything that I can do. I mean, this cat is very special with me, to me.
I understand. I will lend energy to this becoming harmonious, if you like.
All right. Cindy, are you there?
Yes. And Lauren is the one moving in to my home. And it's her cat, Fritz, and my two cats. So for me, I'm saying, yes, Guinevere, please lend the blending helpful energy for the cat. Okay. I hope you're happy, Lauren. Okay. So I've come up with some questions. So talking about going on with Mary's question about the bankers that are holding up the money for the DAPL, when will those bankers stop doing this, holding up the money?
Those particular bankers are going to be stopping that process late this year or early next.
There's no way to, other than focus on sending them love, will that help them stop this?
It will help.
Okay.
And you know that.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
You can send the money to the water protectors directly.
Okay. And then last week I asked about the 147 underground and underwater bases, and we were told 109 were left to be closed. Has that number gotten less now? Has it dropped from 109 to what number?
91.
Ooh, cool. Good.
Do you have an approximate ETA when the last 91 will be closed?
December 14th this year.
Okay. When will the FDA either be totally stopped or all the bad guys and gals being removed? The Federal Drug Administration?
Yes. What will occur is the organization will be closed.
An approximate time frame on that?
Thanksgiving.
Ooh, cool. And Trump will do this?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's been Cobra. He's been a great resource, and we've been told he's a good resource for information. And that I read where his two last posts did not feel like they were him because some of the words that was used in his post. So that people are wondering, is Cobra okay? Is he still alive? Who sent out those two last posts?
He has had some pressure to insert some items into his posts that aren't, shall we say, cricket.
Okay, so he's becoming an unreliable source due to this pressure?
There are times when that will be the case.
Okay, so it's to use discernment. Okay, Mary,
yes.
I need help with this question.
Okay.
So remember how we wanted to know from the, you shifted the question a while ago, from starting from the 1950s till now, where are we at with people waking up? So do you understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yes, okay. Cindy is asking...
Could you expand on that, please?
Beginning, if you look at the 1950s to today, how far we've come as to people waking up sufficiently that they've moved, they may not be fully informed, but have moved at least to the reality that that they need to be in, as opposed to being sheeple sleeping on the couch.
That is progressing quite rapidly.
Okay, great. Okay, back to really
it
quickly
is.
On the cat. Go ahead.
It is quite great.
Yes, it is.
I'm a keen.
With you helping to help with your energy to help with the cats, what can Lauren and I do to help them blend quickly and where they're harmonious most of the time? Because cats do get pissed off at each other off and on.
They do indeed. What you can do is put as little energy into the conflict as possible.
Okay, so when they get upset with each other, let them do their thing?
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm getting the impression is they're going to be doing the process of deciding who's the head of the cat pack. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do.
Okay. Okay, so do you think it'll take a couple weeks or less than that, or we just wait and see how it occurs?
I think it'll take 19 days.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Because Lauren's having to adjust to things, and so am I, and so will the cat. So that's good news. Well, thank you very... Oh, I have a question for you, Guinevere. Since your last lifetime, what have you been doing between then and now?
I have been helping those women who are allowing themselves to be used in the world in a very positive way.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Well, thank you for answering all my questions, Guinevere, and namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
We have Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening, dear.
One question is, when will all the currencies revalue?
When will they revalue? That is a process.
Yes.
That's not when.
It's a process?
Yes, it is a process.
Okay, but when is this process going to end?
When is the process going to end?
End, E-N-D. I mean, Mary, help
March,
me. You know what I'm trying
March
to say?
March 18th, 2018. Correct.
So we have to wait all that time for this to happen.
If you
How long
to look
will
at
Trump
it,
stay in? What?
If you wish to look at it that way.
No, I don't wish to look at it that way. I'm drowning in debt. How long will Trump stay in office?
Until the new governance.
And when is the new governance?
You're looking in the time frame of the end of this year.
All right. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. It's my understanding, since she brought this up, that the currency revaluing balancing, really a global balancing, is it not, is an ongoing process. So we see pieces of it happening as the process goes along. Is that correct?
If you're allowed to see it, you will.
Okay. Okay. And the new governance, that will be no office of the president, no office of the vice president, no Congress, et cetera, is scheduled for Thanksgiving, end of this year, somewhere in that time frame.
Correct.
And it's my understanding that a lot of it depends on the consciousness of Americans as well as people in other countries, but it's human consciousness that is controlling how quickly this can shift. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We've covered that over and over and over again. So I hope people can begin to grab onto the idea of new governance, and having you as the Queen to King Arthur come today is beautiful, because that reinforces the new governance that we will have.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is awesome. Let's take a quick break here. Let me give phone numbers for anybody who's listening and would like to ask a question. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. There's a second line, a backup line, and that is 323 3234744831. It's 323-744-4831. Excuse me, one. We have the pleasure of Guinevere here today that is speaking to us, and we're just delighted for her presence.
So, the answer to the question was, how can you live in the world that you want to live in? Remember? Okay. The answer is align to that world. Choose that world. Be in that world. Choose it. Okay?
Yes, Guinevere, and that's precisely, in different words, what we've been told over and over again by the beings that have come on our show, that to live in the world you want, not in the world that seems to be apparent right now, as much as possible. And it is a matter of consciousness, is it not?
It's a matter of choice.
Okay, choice.
It is.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
It's a matter of choice.
So then people can declare on an ongoing basis, daily, during the day, whatever, that I choose to live in a world of peace and love and abundance and joy and whatever else they want to add to that.
How about some harmony?
Harmony, okay.
That would be good, yes?
Yes. And the increased cooperation and negotiation and blending of all the cultures on this planet that need to get along with each other, accept each other without losing their own realities, their own boundaries, right?
Do it as Genghis Khan did. Bring them in.
Okay.
But allow them their own expression, their own culture, their own wisdom.
Because that's exactly what he did. When he took over each culture, country, whatever it was, group, tribe, whatever, he only did it to not to impose what he believed on them, but to try to bring harmony to all of them and allow them to have their own culture and continue their ways as long as it was in harmony, not fighting with other cultures. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that everybody's culture is honored, but you don't have a right to step on somebody else's toes.
Correct. A lot could be said for following that example.
Yes. And this may be politically incorrect to bring up, but I will. I lived in New York City for 2 months, which was many years ago, which was absolutely delightful and a real gift to me. And I have recently seen pictures of streets, avenues that I know, I'm familiar with, in New York City, that at the Islam faith prayer time are taken over by groups of people and no cars can pass and that sort of thing. I find that out of line and disrespectful of other cultures. They can have all the private time they want wherever, but to take over a public street or public street, am I seeing, and this is a kind of a personal thing because I live there.
You are absolutely correct. That is not respectful of your neighbors.
Okay, that needs to be shifted.
It does indeed.
And it's perfectly okay for them to practice as other people in the privacy of their own grounds or wherever, but not to take over a public street like no other political or religious body does that on a regular basis. I mean, there may be parades and that kind of stuff that are just a temporary closing of streets and so forth in order for some celebration to take place, like in New Orleans when they do their thing, okay?
Their Mardi Gras.
Their Mardi Gras. Yes, okay, but that's an announced plan thing that's part of their culture, and it only happens once a year.
Right.
Okay, so this is an ongoing basis in New York City and maybe other cities, I don't know, every day. And yes, okay, so we're in line with that.
You are.
Okay. Okay, very good. I'd like to see that shift. I'd like to see them voluntarily acknowledge that this has not been respectful and change what they are doing and not have to be disciplined from outside their own ranks.
I'm into that.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, let's go to Trump. I understand there's a planned visit to the Vatican, to Israel and Saudi Arabia later this month. Can you address the purpose, the real purposes behind that trip?
These are going to be about renegotiations of power.
Okay, that makes sense. And Trump is coming from a place of reality and also wanting harmony. And any of the nasties need to back off and go away and not create problems in the future? Something like that?
Actually, the U.S. and China and Russia are going to make great progress in the whole world becoming respectful of everybody around them.
Awesome. Yes, and isn't that Russia's purpose in sending troops into Serbia to try to stop the heroin and hashish trade and stop Daesh, ISIS, whatever you want to call it, whatever influences there are there to cut back, to control that and get it backed off?
That's a minor purpose. The major purpose is to finish cutting off the cabal's money.
Right. When they can't pay their mercenaries, it's game over, right?
Correct.
Okay. And it's my understanding that a lot of progress has been made in cutting off the cabal's money flow.
Yes, there has been great progress made in that arena.
So the cutting down of the heroin and hashish trade was simply, for the most part, maybe not 100%, but for the most part, feeding cabal events?
The cabal, period.
The cabal, period.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, a lot of us think that the legalization of drugs here in the U.S., as has been done in some other countries, cutting out the money and the profit would be a wise move. Is that something that you all support?
Well, it would be a great step away from insanity.
Yes, and I personally believe not just legalizing it, but significantly increasing treatment centers and counseling and help for these people who have been indulging in drugs and they have a very hard time getting off.
These people, if seen correctly, are surely victims.
Victims, okay, and yet it said there are no victims truly, so they've made a choice.
They've made a choice, but they have been taken in by that culture.
Yes.
By that system, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it does not serve them. It doesn't serve anybody.
No.
But it certainly doesn't serve them.
No, it certainly doesn't serve them. And yet once you're hooked, it becomes really difficult, even if you have a deep desire to get off. The physical part is pretty tough.
It is tough, and yet extremely doable.
Doable, yes, because a lot of people have done it.
Yes.
Have they not?
A lot of people have done it.
Yes.
So, yes.
So, getting sufficient or at least increased treatment centers, real counseling, real help, as well as physical help, really does serve, does it not?
It does.
Okay. Will the machine that we are getting soon, that is an energy frequency machine, very powerful, will it be able to help anybody who's actually addicted like that?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay, so it's one of the answers for those who want off the drugs, right?
Yes.
Yes. And I've been told that it will assist kids who have been labeled autistic with whatever group of symptoms they have. It may not totally heal them, but it could improve their lives, at least some of them, to a great degree. Is that true?
Oh, only by about 96%.
Okay. So most of the autistic kid labeled that way, in whatever way, it could make an impact on them and improve
their lives.
Improve yes. their lives and the lives of their parents, for goodness sake.
For goodness sake.
Oh, what a difficult time. Okay. And how is Robert Kennedy coming along with the vaccine exposure, the research that already exists? What's happening there? Because a lot of the vaccines have created autism in kids.
He has his teeth in it, and he won't let go.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, the major media is not covering this.
What? What? The cabal arm
yeah, right.
cover?
Yeah, right.
Hello.
You're right. Okay. So maybe Trump's report will occasionally address the progress that Robert Kennedy is making. Or the
occasionally. Yes.
If it's just one issue of all the things he's dealing with.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Send him love.
Send him love. Yes.
Send him love.
And protection.
Yes.
Okay. You're right. It's been reported that Bill Clinton is close to death. He's certainly not well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And there's been a lawsuit filed against George Soros for political meddling with malice intent. But it's my understanding that Soros actually was taken off planet or killed several weeks ago. Can you speak to that?
Yes, he's no longer with you.
So it's really his organization that's being sued, even if his name is on the lawsuit.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a good thing to have this at least be filed.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, will anything come of it because he's no longer on the planet?
Yes, it will be successful.
Okay, great. Great, great. Okay, I've read that Eric Prince, who was head of the now defunct Blackwater organization that was pretty black from what I hear, is now head of China's vast infrastructure project that involves rail and port and energy and pipelines and all of that. Is that true?
Unfortunately, it is.
Has Eric shaped up his ways at all, or is he still a nasty?
He's gotten better at aiming them.
Oh, so he's gotten more clever.
Yes.
More clever.
More clever.
And that does not serve China, does it not?
It doesn't serve the world.
It doesn't serve best countries of the world, certainly not China, because it is a project in China.
Yes.
Okay. Is the Chinese government going to do anything about this in the near future?
They will.
Okay.
They will.
Are they beginning to realize this was not a good choice to run this program?
They're getting hints.
Okay. The top leadership is getting hints.
Yes.
So there just needs to be some more time involved and information for them to realize we need to make a change here.
Consciousness is changing.
Good. Good, 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 good. Okay. I have a question from Vicki on Kauai, a follow-up question from a couple of weeks ago. She and her friend Robin were advised not to take a trip to Mount Shasta at this time, this month, or in the very near future. So she has two questions, really. Why would that trip be detrimental? And where else might they go that would be a benefit to Vicki and to Robin?
The timing is simply wrong. That trip, delayed by 6 or 7 weeks, will be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, should they plan to go somewhere else or just wait 6 or 7 weeks and plan to go to Shasta?
Wait 6 or 7 weeks and go to Shasta.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Is Simon Parks a good resource generally for information?
Mixed.
Mixed. So some positive, some not.
Yes.
Okay. Is he being somewhat influenced, controlled by Nancy's without knowing? Or is he somewhat unaware of his mixed bag status?
He's not aware.
Okay. Okay. But not a bad guy in and of himself.
No.
No.
No, not a bad guy.
Just not fully awake enough to be discerning about what he puts out?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay. There are constant emails about the restored republic, which I know is not true. It's never going to be restored. We get new governance.
That's correct.
And Paul Ryan being the big wig, a big powerful person, and it's my understanding that is not the truth. Been told that over and over, and yet the emails continue to come.
Yes, they do, because people want to appear like they're in the know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's human.
It's human, and some of them are probably somewhat innocent about this, and others are probably not so innocent. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
it is a mix. Bag.
The whole thing is a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is happening with our son at this time and the changes going on? Can you address any of that?
The son is putting out higher frequencies, and it's doing that more frequently. So the planet and everybody and every breathing thing on the planet is getting the benefit of that.
Beautiful. And this is the sun's own choice, own program, own reality?
Own plan.
Own plan.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And this last full moon, which is now just beginning to roll off, right?
Yeah.
And the many astrological aspects that are very powerful. Can you address any of that that's really important for callers and listeners?
Well, I think you spoke earlier about the consciousness of humanity on the planet mm-hmm. having to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of that.
So this was a big push.
Yes.
In that area.
Correct.
Okay. A very big push of what some of the astrological people put out.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It is so.
Okay. Is Israel truly being forced to make peace with the Palestinians and give up the lands they have taken illegally?
Thank goodness.
Yes, finally. Okay. So they are going to be forced to back out of all those lands and leave the buildings, the apartments, the things they've built, and just walk away, pretty much?
Pretty much.
Awesome. Okay. But they're probably going to fight it as much as they can, but they will lose. Yes?
They will go down.
Yeah. Well, it's about time. And there's a lot of good people who live in Israel, but what they've done to the Palestinian lands and the people is gross. I don't mean to be judgmental, but it's pretty nasty.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else, Guinevere, that you would like to add at this time for our callers and listeners and the people who will listen to the archives?
Knowing that you can create the world that you want to live in, I recommend and hope that you will create a really beautiful, fulfilling, lovely, happy world.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And thank you very, very, very much, Guinevere, for being here with your beautiful presence and your help to all of us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, dear one. My pleasure.
Namaste.
Namaste.